We now present Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith.
I have given them thy word. This is our Lord talking. In his prayer in the 17th chapter of the Gospel of John, the world hateth them because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but thou shouldest keep them from the evil in the world, from the evil of the world. See? He said, I don't ask you to take them away, but keep them clean while they're here. You know, it isn't hard to stay clean in a nice, clean room. See? Everything's clean around you. See? That's easy. But it's hard to stay clean in the midst of dirt. You know, it's a pretty dirty world, isn't it? This old world's pretty dirty. It's bloody, too, by the way. Battlefields, murders, crimes, dirty homes, dirty mouths, men swearing, vile words. World, it's a dirty world. Think of the millions and millions of people in it. Think of the sin in it, and the ambitions of men, the clashing of the ambitions of men. The world system, the organized world, the world of which the devil's a god. Do you think that God Almighty is a god of the world governments? How could he be? He's a good God. The world governments are headed up by a destroyer called the devil. His name's Apollyon, which means a destroyer. The world. Now he said, here they are. Keep them from the evil that's in the world. This world system. I was just reading that verse a few minutes ago. And I got to thinking about how world, the value we put on things in the world. Now suppose there was a man coming down to this town and went to see the Chamber of Commerce. And he said to the Chamber of Commerce, now we are going to put up a $100 million plant in this community. Now, $100 million. It doesn't make us as dizzy as it used to. Now, as a boy, we trembled when he said million. See? God, we're $100 million now, and not too much. We just take about $4 or $5 billion, you know, and scattered around in Europe to try to keep peace in the world, see? And think we're so smart while we're doing it, you know. But suppose a man came down to Greenville and said, now we're going to put $100 million right here in this town. And we're going to employ 10,000 people. We're going to do something great with them. Did you ever stop to think of the headlines that would come out in this town? Just think about it, brother. Is it sure that telegraph would go to clicking and headlines and radio messages, and the men would be getting together, and folks, the real estate people would be on their tiptoes, and everybody running around, you see. Why? Now, I wouldn't object to that myself if it was the right kind of business. I'm not disinterested in commercial affairs. We're pretty good business people out here, see? I think the fellas around town will tell you that we're a little careful about our buying. We're not walking up in the air when we're talking about business. I'm not critical now, understand. I'm just going to show you how the world looks at things. I say, well, that's fine. That'll be a great thing down here. If. But wait a minute. Suppose a man had come down here and say, now, I'm going to lead, God helping me, I'm going to stay here till I lead 1,000 people to Jesus Christ in this county. I think God sent me here, and he's a normal man, intelligent man. And I'm not going to put any burden on you. I'm going to stay around here. And I just believe that I'm going to lead 1,000 people to Jesus Christ. Now, suppose somebody said that. And you believe he is capable of doing it. He wouldn't make much headlines. Might be a little story about a very peculiar man came to town. Going to stay here until you lead 1,000 people to Christ in this country. That wouldn't make any special headlines. We'd forget that in a day or two. But what does God say about it? How is that look in the sight of heaven? One soul's worth all the world. What should it profit a man if he gained the whole world and lose his soul? What's one soul worth? Wait just a minute. Suppose it's the soul of your son. Which you'd rather have in this town, $100 million plant, and have your boy to be a drunkard? Now, I'm not saying that to make him a drunkard, understand. $100 million plant. And have your boy to be a drunkard and die and go to hell and break your heart. Or have your boy saved and decent and sober and good and upright and Christian and a comfort to you in your old age, and be a little poor and green. You know, the value the men put on things are not what God underscores as real values in life. Now, we are to be diligent in business, not slothful. There's nothing wrong in carrying on the world effectively until that thing itself gets to be bigger than the souls of men. Now, for instance, people come by here and see Bob Jones University playing. And they can't help but be impressed, brother. You can't come out here and not get your eyes open. But, you know, that's not as important as something else. That's not the big thing. The big thing is a testimony, the Christian testimony of Bob Jones University. The things that we are criticized for. For instance, there's a certain member of a certain official board of a certain church in this town sitting down some time ago talking to somebody that had, was back here in Greenville and never been back here since this school was built. This party was surprised at this wonderful development out here and asked some question about it. And this lovely official church member that's good enough to be an official of a church said, well, you know, trouble with them is they take the Bible literally. Yeah, they don't take their cocktails like that fellow takes his either, see. From what I know about him, what I've heard about him, he enjoys his cocktails. And, of course, the fellow that takes cocktails literally doesn't like to take the Bible literally because it says something about looking on the wine when it's red. See? He doesn't want to see it looking bad. He wants to see it looking good, you know, when he looks at it. And the Bible said, don't look at it like it's something good. Be careful what you see there in that wine. Wine is a, what's that, a mocker? A strong drink's a mocker, you remember? Something about that in the Bible? Of course he doesn't want it literally. All these guys that don't want it literally, you know, they want something else literally. They want the big head literally, or mind worship literally, or whiskey literally, or sin or some other kind literally, see? The world does not evaluate things like God evaluates. It's an entirely different system. It's a different approach. The world underscores the head. God underscores the value of the heart, always. While man looks at brain and human achievement, God looks at the heart of man and says, what's his motive? What's his purpose in life? What's his ambition? Would he, if he could do this, would he do it? Who is he anyhow? So it's God's approach. Now, our Lord here says, keep these from the evils that are in the world. He's not just talking about keeping them getting drunk. Now, that's important. They shouldn't get drunk. He's not talking about keeping them away from the lusts of life that are dirty and vile. He's not talking about that specially. That's included. He's praying to his Father that these people may have his slant on life. What was his slant? All right, he that came down from heaven to earth and emptied himself. He was rich and became poor. What for? To do the Father's will. That was his viewpoint. That was his slant on life. He came down from heaven with all the royalty of the sky left behind him. Down to this earth and emptied himself and took upon himself the poverty and suffering and let men spit in his face. What for? For the souls of men. For the souls of men. He let them put out his beard. He let them plait a crown of thorns and press it into on his holy brow. And did all of that. Now here we are, in this day and time, trying to use him for material values, not spiritual values. He says, when you want to go with me, get your cross. Oh, I think you'd be better off as a Christian than you would as a sinner, possibly materially. You might be. But material things are incidental in the spiritual program. The spiritual must be first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. In all things give Jesus Christ a preeminence. Not the salary. Not the home you live in. That's all right if he gives you a comfortable home. Nothing wrong if he gives you a good salary. Nothing wrong with that. But you accept all you have as a gift from him. You're willing to be hungry if necessary for his glory. You're willing to empty yourself. You're willing to become poor when you could be rich if it'll glorify him. And yet we pray thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. and then grab everything like the world grabs it and think we're neat. You know, people can't understand. No wonder if a fellow comes along trying to do an unselfish job for God, that they impugn his motives and wonder why he does that kind of thing. He's up to something. He's up to something. He's preaching for money. He's got a plan. He just give him time. You see, it's the way the world looks at it. It's an entirely different viewpoint. Now, he said, keep them from the evil of it. Keep them from the evil in the world. They're in it here, Lord. But I came down here and I've been with them, and my work's done. I'm going to die for them now. I've talked to them. I've preached to them. They've been with me. I've told them what you told me to tell them. Now, keep them the evil of the world. And that prayer's going up now in heaven for you and me. Oh, Lord God, lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil. What evil? Evil of the world. Deliver us from. Help us to walk with our garments untouched and unsoiled in a godless world. Help us to be true to Jesus Christ. Help us to be outstanding as Christians that the world will recognize when we come along. Our Heavenly Father, we need Thee. We are weak, we are frail, we are helpless. We are still in the world. We are in the flesh. We have appetites, and we're in a world where the devil is the god of the world, and he blinds the eyes of men so they can't see the true values. We need Thee, Lord. Give us strength to be faithful. Help us carry on. Help us to be faithful under all circumstances, and faithful enough to die if needs be for the Christian testimony. Help us to be willing to go hungry and be poor and cold and hot and whatever may be necessary, Lord. For Thou wilt not permit anything to come to us that will not be for our good and Thy glory. So we yield our lives to Thee this morning anew and pray for guidance and wisdom and faithfulness, leadership of the Spirit of God. And help us Christians in the midst of this wicked world to stand up for the Lord Jesus Christ, for we are His witnesses. He said if we'd confess Him, He'd confess us. So help us to confess Him and to be faithful to Him. For Jesus' sake, amen.
You have just heard Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. This program is sponsored by Bob Jones University.